Hi, and welcome to Karate Cafe. This is our second podcast. We haven't done one in many months, but while we were trying to get our act together, we've been thinking about a bunch of different topics to talk about. My name is Gene Myers, and I'm a Sandan with the Finger Lakes Karate in Auburn, New York. And I'm talking tonight to Pete Chambeau, who is a Nidan at Finger Lakes Karate. We both train in Kobayashi Shorinru, under the direction of Hanchi Nakazato. We also train under Kiyoshi Robert Hurton, and our sensei is Tony Musso. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Gene. How's it going tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not bad.
Well, tonight is Sunday night, November 13th, 2005. We haven't had our last podcast since June, Pete.
Yeah, I know that. Life gets away from you sometimes.
Yeah, it does. We've been busy. Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank everybody for posting on the forum. It's growing a little bit. If you listen to our podcast, please feel free to post, whether you agree with us or disagree with us, or have some site suggestions, or anything you just want to post on there. We'd be more than happy to read it and respond to you, and hopefully we'll have a growing membership of forum participants.
And for those that are a little shy or aren't sure how to get into it, you can give comments, criticisms, whatever. I'm setting up a new email address. It's karatecafe@gmail.com.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well, there are a lot of different topics in the martial arts that we could talk about. Last time, way back in June, we talked about how people got started in the martial arts, and several people, including Kiyoshi Hurton, has talked about how they got started. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about a little more controversial topic, and that is drills versus sparring in class. This has been a topic of conversation probably in every dojo all over the world, no matter what your style, and different styles have different emphasis on drills or sparring. Both are important, but I think that some of us would prefer to emphasize the drill aspect of it, and some of us would prefer to emphasize the sparring. Pete, why don't you start, and what's your perspective on this?
Well, I think the drills are more important for the martial arts for several reasons. First of all, being that the art is an art, and the drills tend to take off from your kata and mesh within the art, whereas sparring is more, you use what you've learned, but it's not prescribed.
It's not meant to be.
Yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm. See, I take the opposite perspective. I think I think that both are important, but I'd like to see more sparring. The reason is that sparring, I mean, like you say, this is a martial art, but while you're emphasizing the art, I'm emphasizing the martial.
Mm-hmm.
And that means fighting.
Yeah.
In a fight, nothing is prescribed. And sparring is probably the closest you're going to be able to get to replicating an actual confrontation. Sparring teaches the students timing and distancing. It really gets your adrenaline going, and it's a good aerobic workout to boot, you know?
Well, drills can, if you can go with force for a drill, which is better to do because you know the person's next move, your timing and your distance can be gotten down. I mean, that's the shortcoming in a lot of dojos, is the drills tend to be, you do them almost by rote. I mean, they are rote to a certain extent, but I think the shortfall is that you need to see them from a fresh perspective whenever you do them.
I think that you're right. Ideally, that's what should happen. But as is usually the case, reality and what should happen are two different things.
Oh, yeah.
And in reality, from what I've seen, they're most of the people that we train with, there are very few exceptions. You're one, and Sensei Tony's another, and Sensei Ernie, and Corey, Sensei Corey, and Sensei Audrey. They're probably the only ones who will train hard, go hard in say a Yakusoku Kumite. Mm-hmm. You know, and it seems like since we've gotten further away from sparring, we're also kind of getting away from the physicality, if you will, of the drills. And I think that I'd like to see drills to be done harder and people closer together. I mean, people are punching at you, and you don't even have to block them, you know, because they're either punching off-center or out of range.
Yeah, yeah. But now, do you think sparring and the drills should be done about the same amount within the dojo?
No. Okay, especially not for beginners.
Okay.
I don't think that beginners should really spar that much. Because number one, they got no control. And number two, they really need to learn the techniques, and they're just going to do, in sparring, they're going to do what they bring to the table. I think that the emphasis should be on kata and on the drills so that they learn the techniques first.
Well, so how often do you think sparring should be done?
You know, I don't think there's a rule of thumb really for it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, sparring, if the drills and the kumites and kata are done hard, you know, as hard as you can go. Obviously, when you're learning a new drill, you got to go slow, you got to go easy, you know, because you're just learning what to do. But once you get proficient, like say we're pretty good with, you know, Yakusoku's 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Right? We're still learning 6 and 7, but 1 through 5 we're pretty good at. We should be going at each other very hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean even the people who aren't black belts should be going very hard. Excuse me. They know it well enough.
Well,
but I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, with sparring, I've lost my train of thought a little bit. With sparring, I can see using it for a benchmark, but the drills I found from sparring, from my experience, from the drills, when I spar, the drills have brought me some proficiency in sparring. And sparring I view as a benchmark to see exactly what you know and how you're going to react. I've heard it say as far as sparring, makes you used to pain because you go a little harder and sometimes you get hit when you're not supposed to. Whereas with drills, you know what the person's going to do, so you can go as hard as you want and you know that you're not going to hurt them because they know the move that's coming, so they know the counter.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, you know, being hurt, I mean, a bloody nose or a bruise or something like that, to me, that's not an injury.
Oh, I agree.
You know, and I mean, the Okinawan sunburns, that's not really an injury. So I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
No. Well, what I was speaking of is I've heard it said that sparring makes you used to the pain so that if you encounter a situation on the street, you'll be used to the pain and it won't be a shock to you. Whereas I feel that in a situation on the street, adrenaline's going to take care of that. You won't feel anything as long as your adrenaline's pumped up.
What's that saying, Pete? Everybody has a plan until they get hit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And sparring, well, I think that sparring should really be a game of tag. You know, not point sparring. Not like once I touch you on the head, we stop and reset or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that sparring should be like a game of tag. And if you start out going without pads, then everybody will kind of take it easy and treat it just like a game of tag.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, depending on your opponent, you guys want to go hard. You know, you put the gloves on and you go harder. But you're right. I mean, people need to feel themselves get hit.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get used to it. I mean, we've got, not just we in our dojo, but we, it, martial artists collectively speaking, no matter what the style, there are black belts who've never been hit. You know, and I worry about them if they were ever, God forbid, in a real confrontation, you know, and they get hit, it's going to be like, holy crap, that wasn't supposed to happen, and they, you know, they'll freeze.
Yeah, well, I see, but I think you can get that in the drills. I think you can, I know you can get hit in the drills, and I know that. I mean, I have felt, especially with a lower belt in drills, I've felt more to be on the defensive in a drill than I have at sparring. And sparring, especially as I've gained in rank, in sparring I can control the situation better, I feel. Especially, I'm speaking about sparring with a lower belt. Sparring with an upper belt, I still feel that I can control the situation because I know, maybe it's because we have a dojo where we know each other's moves. I know what somebody's favorite move is, and I pretty much know when they're going to throw it.
Really?
Well,
you got us all figured out that well.
No, huh? No. I think you know when one person's going to do a spinning back kick.
Mm-hmm.
I can pretty much predict it's going to be done at least once in a 3-minute bout.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I
know who you're talking about too.
Yeah, and but you know, I just with the drill. I don't know. I just sparring for me. Sparring just confirms what I've learned in the drills and the katas. Mm-hmm. And the what we call EPOM kumites, which is the one punch sparring.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to say that in my idea of training would be you'd use the yakusoku kumites,
mm-hmm.
and you use the bunkai and kata, and that's all done hard.
Okay.
Everybody goes hard at each other. I mean, depending on, of course, taking into account the degree of experience the student has, okay. You know, the age, of course, and things like that, gender, of course, and I mean no disrespect to our female practitioners.
Yeah.
But those should all be done hard. That's where you learn your power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where you learn your power.
But by bunkai, just to keep this for other people from other styles that are listening, bunkai, you're talking about a kata done with attackers.
Yeah, at
okay.
the practical application of
okay.
the kata.
Okay, just
yeah, sparring should be done. Okay, it's like I said, it should be a game of tag. Okay, where you learn how to distance and you learn how to move and you learn how to set your feet, throw your technique or techniques, you know, counter, and with sparring also. What you should be able to do too is throw.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, that should be part of it too. It shouldn't be going in there like when a novice comes in, they think of sparring. They think of it as like, you know, a boxing match where we're trying to knock the other guy out.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be that way.
Well, that's my hesitation for not even hesitation for sparring, but my. Bias against sparring is you get upper belts that think sparring in the dojo means you have to win. Kiyoshi once spoke years ago, and this was talking about drills, but he called them cooperation drills. And whereas if you hurt your partner, eventually you don't have any partners left to work with. And sometimes in sparring you get an upper belt or even a lower belt that thinks that they have to not only go full force, but they have to inflict pain and they have to win or else it's not working for them.
Well, there's a difference between winning and inflicting pain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're in there, you don't spar to lose.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
know?
Yeah, no.
But you don't spar to inflict pain on your training partner because, like you say, if you hurt your training partner, you got no one to train with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people misperceive the intention of sparring,
mm-hmm.
and we collectively martial artists may have bought into the stereotype that, you know, sparring is going to be where we're going to kick each other's rear, you know, and it's going to be like a boxing match. And in the dojo, it doesn't have to be that way unless both parties agree.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if both parties agree, you know, if they're both young enough and stupid enough to, well, I shouldn't say stupid enough because we were all that stupid once upon a time. But, you know, if they're young enough and have enough of bravado, if you will, that they want to go all out at each other, then I say go for it. Mm-hmm. But it has to be mutual, you know, and I don't know what you learn from that. But I think that more, sparring should be more about learning how to move, learning how to throw a balanced technique,
mm-hmm.
Learning distancing and timing and, you know, how to read your opponent's moves, you know, and if they telegraph or if they don't telegraph, you know. That's what sparring to me is all about. I think that maybe it's lost that. I don't know if it ever had it, but if it were up to me, that's the way we would spar all the time in our dojo.
But
now I'm just going to finish my thought here. If you and I want to go hard, then we'll say, okay, Pete, let's go hard this time, and we'll put the gloves on, we'll put the mouthpieces in and the headgear and whatever else we need, and then we'll have at it, you know. But I think you learn more by going lighter and just learning, and like I say, it's a rough game of tag, but it's tag.
Well, I think there's a middle road here. I've talked to some other artists, and they've talked about progressive sparring or flow drills, which it's within a certain style. They have a thing called flow drills they start out as prearranged, and they flow into at any time you can flow into non-rehearsed moves. And I think what we've done would fit in that category when we did the bunk eyes once again. But we did them prescribed moves, but instead of being in prescribed positions, we did it in freestyle positions.
Mm-hmm.
That was like it was like a combination of sparring and the drills. Whereas, personally speaking, my adrenaline got up when I was in the center, which wasn't the center anymore.
Yeah.
You learned your distance. You actually, if somebody threw the wrong move or was in a different position than what normally you would, defensive move and counter that you would normally make wouldn't be effective. You would have to do something different. So while it was prescribed moves in the beginning, you really had to improvise, and it really was more like a street attack. And you had the advantage of it was more than one attacker. Whereas with sparring, while a person you're sparring with isn't an attacker, on the street you're going to come upon more than one person as much as you are a single attacker.
You're right. But still, those drills are good when you do the bunk eye kind of, you know, like a free-flowing kind of a bunk eye like you described. You still know what the next attack is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Even when people mess up in bunk eye, like you're in the middle and you're defending, and somebody throws the wrong techniques, you have to make the bunk eye work.
Mm-hmm.
Like Yoshi says, make it work.
Yeah.
So in that way, you know, there is an element of unpredictability, you know, that goes into the bunk eye. And I think that helps you to stay alert, much like you would do in sparring. But I still think that there should be more sparring done, and nobody likes to spar. Somebody on Kiyoshi's website quoted Chibana or said Chibana sensei said something like sparring is a necessary evil.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, if a great man like Chibana found sparring distasteful but yet accepted it, then I think that, you know, who are we to argue with that?
Well, that speaks to the need to spar, but it doesn't speak to the amount of sparring that needs to be done in preparation.
Well, you know, there are schools. I mean, this isn't. We're not a Muay Thai school where all you do is spar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that it needs to be done, you know, more than it's being done now. I wouldn't object to the last 10 minutes of class. Now, 10 minutes isn't a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do a 1 minute match or something like that, 10 minutes not a long time, and you could get a couple, two or three matches in, and I think your reflexes would improve. And people sparring would definitely improve, and it doesn't take long, you know. I mean, once that's done regularly, and it would still leave you time to do the bunk eye and the yakusoku kumites, the drills during regular class in the kata, you know.
Well, there's another ancient saying that I'm reminded of: life is balance, and I think that you need to balance kumite, kata, and drills.
I agree with you there, but I think we're out of balance now in favor of the drills. I'm just saying that I think we need to maybe bring more balance. And this isn't just, you know, I mean, Kiyoshi said that this happens in his dojo. The other dojo owners are saying the same thing. Their students just don't want to spar, so they kind of gotten away from it further and further. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, look, we got to bring it back.
Well, part of it, speaking as somebody who has led a pacifist life, if you want to call it that, I think part of the problem with people not wanting to spar is the connotation of the word sparring. I mean, boxers spar. If you sex it up and called it something else, like when Kiyoshi Hurton does the adrenaline drills. I mean, that's not sparring in the strictest sense, but it's certainly not a drill.
Well, that's definitely physical. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you're in a match there.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing to do. I'd like to do that. I mean, I would, if it came to sparring or that, I would do the adrenaline stuff.
Okay.
You know, I mean, but that's my own, you know, that's just my own perspective, because I'd like to be able to do that. There, in sparring, there are rules.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm kind of surprised you didn't mention this. In sparring, there are rules, and in the martial arts and self-defense, there are no rules.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you have to just accept what sparring is supposed to be. It's a drill in and of itself, because you have to abide by the rules. You know, I can't kick you in the crotch.
But to me, sparring is, it just feels to me like there's more rules in sparring than there are in drills, so, especially if we're doing the, I'm thinking of the bunkai that we do, for lack of a better term, freestyle bunkai.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's less rules in that than there are in sparring.
You really?
I feel, I'll put it this way, I feel more freedom to take somebody's back. I feel more freedom to sweep somebody if I had to. I mean,
yep.
If you understand, I mean, in sparring, you see the back of somebody's head. I look at it and I say, okay, but I can't hit it, but I know I can.
Exactly.
Whereas with the freestyle bunkai, if I see the back of somebody's head, I might tap them on the head and say, I gotcha.
And that's kind of my point, you know. I mean, sparring, you just have to accept that it has rules, and it's not meant to be self-defense.
Yeah.
There's a really big difference, in my opinion, between self-defense and sparring. Self-defense is the adrenaline stuff.
Well, I've heard it said that sparring is better than drills for self-defense, because drills, you tend to stop. You don't go full force. You tend to stop and things like that. Whereas I feel the same way about sparring. With sparring, you still look for points. Even in our style, you still look for points. And you still look for the zones you can't hit. And on the street, you can't do that. You have to be able to react and not say, well, wait a minute, I can't hit the back of his head. You have to just react and hit the back of their head.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's exactly my point, you know. People are shying away from sparring for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, think of what it's meant to develop, okay? Accept that it has rules, because, you know, that it's a sport. I mean, and it's meant to develop certain things in you that other things can be developed in the bunkai and the yakusoku kumites, like power. You know, and focus, and you go hard, and you learn what it's like to block hard, you know,
mm-hmm.
So then you can learn what it's like to block soft later on.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be going at each other very hard, or as hard as you can, in the bunkai, in the drills, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then in sparring, you know, let's dispose of the preconceived, you know, idea, or, well, maybe it's not preconceived, but the idea that we have now that sparring is a boxing match and you're looking for the knockout or the TKO or something
yeah.
like that. And it's not that, that's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to work on other things. You're both supposed to survive a sparring match, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, it's not self-defense. It's just kind of honing your skills, if you will, so that you can take the power that you learn from kata and yakusoku kumites and bunkais, and the timing and the distancing and the speed you learn from sparring, and put it all together and defend yourself on the street.
Yeah, I think you can get all those elements from different things. You can get distance from drills. The one thing I think of for sparring for me, it gets back to, I don't know, I guess basically the word. For example, well, I'm thinking to some of the females we've had in our dojo. If you say we're going to spar and you look at their eyes and there's a little bit of apprehension. But if you were to tell them, and the little bit that we've done, the freestyle bunk eyes, or, you know, things that are maybe a step between drills and sparring, they have a totally different attitude about.
Yeah, you're right. And but again, you know, people, when you, maybe the word is getting to be a bit intimidating, the word sparring. Mm-hmm. But there are ways to desensitize somebody, you know, to sparring. And like I say, you start them out, you go slow, you go nice and easy, and just start it out literally as just a game of tag.
Yeah.
And then you basically work on it and work on it and work on it. But the only way you can do that is to spar.
Yeah.
And people will get better very quickly, and they'll learn not to be so afraid of it. You're gonna run into these jerks, you know. You're gonna run into some jerk who's gonna want to knock your block off, and that's up to the senseis to discipline him or her, mm-hmm. and let that be that. You got to take that element out of it. There should be a little adrenaline going on with sparring, but there shouldn't be fear. You shouldn't be afraid to spar, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. For some reason, I just keep going back. I'm thinking of some of the. Now we've got women in there. In our dojo, that aren't afraid to spar at all. They'll chase you right out.
Audrey likes to spar.
Yeah, but I don't know. I still see. I'm kind of trying to see this from more than just an arts angle. Maybe from a business angle. Although I don't own the dojo. I'm just a student. I'm just thinking it. Strange as it may sound, if somebody said, "Are we going to spar tonight?" and you said, "No, we're going to do freestyle drills," I think their attitude towards it would be even if it was sparring or close to sparring, but you made it, you know, like I said, something between drills and sparring. I think the person going into it would be a lot less apprehensive, and I think you would give them what sparring does give them. The timing, whatever, without them going into it wondering, you know, how hard it was going to be. Or maybe I'm stumbling over my words a little bit here, but I think you get my point.
Yeah, I get your point. And you know, it's, you make sense. But still, you know, there are ways to introduce or reintroduce sparring into the class, mm-hmm. where you can help to minimize people's fear and like I say, desensitize them to the physicality of it. And after a while, I mean, it's fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we've sparred before, I mean, we'll probably get back into it a little bit more now, but when we sparred before, I mean, and you're all done, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and there is a little bit of adrenaline that goes with it. But I'll tell you, thinking to the topics we've talked about tonight, I think probably the most adrenaline or aware I've been. I mean, sparring. Thinking back to when I've sparred, I remember certain points, like 8 years ago when we had somebody in our dojo that was 6'4", 6'5", and he had a ham for a fist. And I can still remember seeing the fist and just looking at it coming at me, and almost like it was freeze framed. I mean, and that was during a sparring session that I figured out that once you get used to something coming at you, you can make time yours and figure out how to get out of it. But that said, I think I've probably learned as much or more about my abilities from the freestyle bunk eye,
mm-hmm.
which is a little bit more controlled and yet a little bit less controlled.
I see your point. I agree with you. It's not like we're disagreeing completely here,
mm-hmm.
but I think that really, in order to develop and refine your timing, your distance, speed, what have you, you know, and to just generally get the replicate, if you will, the as close as you can a self-defense situation. I think that sparring is like Jibana Sensei would say, is a necessary evil, and we should be doing more of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, I agree that the drills are important. I just think that we need to do more sparring. And if there's people that are intimidated by that, then, you know, there are ways that we can help them get over that and to, you know, just grudgingly, at worst, grudgingly just get out there and spar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a good point. But like I said earlier, I think life is balance, and you need to balance everything. I think dojos tend to go from trying one thing to trying something else to, you know, not keeping things in balance at times. And maybe we've gotten out of balance as far as sparring goes, but I'd hate to see it go to the other direction where we neglect our kata to a certain extent or our drills to a certain extent because we have to spar every night.
Yeah, me too. I don't think it would come to that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it would come to that either. Okay. Well, I think we pretty much exhausted this topic.
Yeah, we have.
Well, maybe, you know, if anybody happens upon our little website here at www.karatecafe.com, we have a forum. Please feel free to post any thoughts if you've listened to our podcast tonight, and let us know what you think. We'll hopefully do another one sometime soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, we're going to try for every week or every other week. Hopefully it'll get a little bit easier. The hardest part was getting the logistics down for when we would get together and getting all the recording software to work properly, which we still don't know is done yet.
Well, let me just say this, you know, Pete, you're a genius, and if anybody can figure it out, you can.
Yeah.
You know, so, but just, you know, just do the best you can, and this podcast will be up on the website before you know it.
Yeah, that's for sure. It will be up. Once again, if anybody has any questions about podcasting, just a little aside, because we're starting this again. The purpose of a podcast is that you can subscribe to it, and it will automatically be downloaded to your computer or to your iPod or MP3 player. So you don't have to come to the website and see, did they have a new one? It would automatically be downloaded using certain software. iTunes is one of them we're going to connect to. The easiest thing is, if you have any questions about podcasting, email me at karatecafe@gmail.com, or general questions about just about us or about the art or whatever. Once again, it's karatecafe@gmail.com.
And okay, that's it for tonight. I'm Gene Myers. Thanks for listening.
Okay, I'm Pete Shambo, and we'll talk to you next week.